Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
Closed seems safer than open. But open is where the life is. A closed store is less likely to be robbed. There's no money in the register. But unless you open the store for customers, the business will die. You can avoid wrecking your car by leaving it in the garage. But unless you take it on the road, you won't get anywhere. Neither fulfill their purpose when locked up. The purpose of a store is to sell things people need, and it will achieve that purpose only when open for business. The purpose of a car is to provide transportation, and it will achieve that purpose only when it's out on the street. Keeping them locked may seem safer, but ironically, this refusal to risk what could happen actually produces failure far more certainly than any of the things we fear. Open stores might get robbed, but closed stores always go bankrupt. A car out on the road might not reach its destination on account of an accident, but a car in the garage will never reach its destination. In today's gospel, people bring Jesus a deaf mute, a man who, due to physical incapacity, had ears that were closed to hearing and a mouth that was closed to speech. Jesus took pity on the man, touched his ears and tongue, and said, "Ephphatha," meaning be opened. And the man's ears were opened, and his tongue was loosened. He could now use those organs to communicate, which was not possible when they were closed. During the baptism of infants, there's a part of the rite called the Ephphatha, where the celebrant touches the baby's ears and mouth, saying, "The Lord Jesus made the deaf hear and the dumb speak. May he soon touch your ears to hear, to receive his word, and your mouth to proclaim his faith, to the glory of God the Father." And the Lord has touched our ears with his word. Every time we hear the scriptures read, today in this very Mass, he has touched our ears with his word. And our mouths have proclaimed the faith every time we recite the creed right after this homily every Sunday. The issue is for us now to open our hearts to the meaning of the words we have heard and to carry out in action the implications of the faith that we have professed. The purpose of faith is to empower us to love and serve God in this life so as to be happy with him forever in the next. But we will achieve that purpose only when we roll up our sleeves and place our whole selves at his service. It may feel safer to keep our ears closed and not respond when the Lord calls us, or because what he's demanding of us seems too demanding. We don't want to hear it. We like things the way we are. We know that it will require stepping out in faith, taking a risk, and no one really likes to change. To admit our previous attitude was not getting us anywhere, was not worthy of the Lord or of ourselves. We feel much safer locked up with whatever is familiar. We feel much safer not making a decision, just letting things slide, okay? Even if it's not taking us where we need to go. Why just do the minimum? Okay. Well, why not just do the minimum? Well, what makes you so sure you know what the minimum is? That was Jesus' main gripe with the religious people of his day. Doing only the minimum may seem good enough. But ironically, this refusal to risk trusting the Lord actually produces spiritual failure far more certainly than any of the fears that keep us from responding to him. If you're really committed to the Lord, you might take some lumps in this life for rejecting the false values of this world. But the person who is closed to the Lord in this life will definitely take some lumps, both in this life and in the next. With the measure you measure, it shall be measured back to you. Do only the minimum, and you can expect only the minimum from God in return. And again, what makes you think we even know what the minimum is? Talk about taking a risk. Jesus gave his whole self to us. And the only appropriate response is for us to give our whole self to him in return. That's the minimum. Anything less than a full response to the one who has given his life for us is sort of an insult, don't you think? He gives his whole life and we think, well, we'll show up on Sundays. I'd certainly hate to have to defend mediocrity before the judgment seat of God. Sins of omission, the things we fail to do that we know we should. God knows what he's given you, and it's from that he expects a return. As Jesus said to the deaf mute in today's gospel, Ephphatha, be opened. Open is where the life is.